Praise the Lord. Let's stand tonight. Just want to open the service reading of scripture. Isaiah 53 is where we'll read from tonight. Amen. Good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Thank God for another Easter that we get an opportunity to celebrate together. Isaiah 53, we'll read the whole chapter tonight. It says, "Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? For he shall grow up before him as a tender plant and as a root out of a dry ground. He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see him, there is no beauty that we should desire him. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. We hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, and we have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken, and he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed, he shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. He shall see of the travail of his soul, shall be satisfied by his knowledge, shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and he shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. And he was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sin of many, and made intercession for the transgressors." The Lord had a blessing to the reading of his word. Amen. As we would enter into worship in this service tonight, I just want to encourage you and want to draw your attention to the cross. Remember what our Lord and Savior did for us on this day that we celebrate some 2,000 years ago. Just remember him going to the cross just for you. Amen. If he didn't do it for anybody else, he did it just for me. Praise the name of the Lord. Let's bow in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this opportunity to come and to worship you, to remember what happened some 2,000 years ago, Lord, at Calvary's cross. Lord, we are grateful people tonight, amen, to know that you would leave your throne in glory and you would come to this earth, Lord, to live amongst us, to become our kinsman redeemer. And Lord Jesus, you go through all the suffering and all the pain. You were not guilty, but we were. And God, you bore our sins to the cross. Even the scripture says our iniquities, the things that we know that we should do but we don't do, you bore that as well. And we thank you, Lord, for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your love. We thank you for all that you have done for us. And God, we don't take it lightly. It's not just, amen, a ritual. But God, this is a perfect opportunity for us to stop and say thank you. So we pray, God, that you bless our gathering here tonight. Bless everything that will be done, Lord, in your precious name. And trust, God, that you get the glory, amen, out of this service. We invite your presence even right now. We take control over every spirit that's against your spirit and ask that you would have the preeminence in this place tonight. Bless those that are still on the way. God, give them traveling mercies. May they arrive safely. And we pray that everybody would come, Father, with a spirit of expectation And Lord, Lord, just looking for you to do something mighty in our midst. Pour out your spirit and only a way that you can. In Jesus Christ's name we ask it. Amen and amen. Give the Lord a hand of praise. Come on and worship him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Jesus came and did it just for me. Come on, think about it tonight. With your eyes closed and your hands lifted towards heaven. Just for me. Just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Come on, sing with all your heart. Say, just for me. Just for me. Jesus came and did it just for me. I know he did. It was just for me. Just for me. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Come on, sing with all your heart. Say, just for. Hallelujah. Just for me. Whoa. Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, I'm grateful tonight just for me. It was just for me. Oh, Jesus came, did it just for me. Come on, one more time. Say it was just for. If he didn't do it for anybody else, he did it just for me. Oh, oh, yes, he did. Jesus came and did it just for me. Well, it was just for me. Just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Oh, Jesus came and did it just for me. Yes, he did. Oh, Jesus came, did it just for me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to his name tonight. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. Calvary. Oh, Calvary. That's where he died. Just for me. Oh, singing now, Calvary. Oh, the Lamb gave his life. The Lamb gave his life to set me free. Oh, everybody say Calvary, say Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, that's where he died. Thank you, Lord. Just for me, just for me. Oh, I'm grateful tonight for Calvary. Hallelujah. Oh, the Lamb gave his life. Thank you, Lord, to set me free.
Hallelujah. Say Calvary. Hallelujah. That's where he died. Hallelujah. Hey, just for me. Oh, we're grateful tonight for Calvary. Yes, oh, the Lamb gave his life. Hallelujah. To set me free. Come on, one more time. Everybody say, hallelujah. That's where he died. Oh, just for me, yeah. Think about it tonight. Well, it was at Calvary. Calvary, oh. The Lamb gave his life. Oh, to set me free. Hey, that's where he died. Oh, just for me. Hallelujah. The Lamb gave his life. Hallelujah. To set me free. To set me free. Oh, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. Somebody ought to sing it tonight. Come on, say, that's love. Oh, Jesus went to Calvary. Yes, he did. Save a wretch like you and me. That's love. Come on, think about it tonight. Say, Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. Oh, I'm grateful for his love tonight. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. They hung him high, dressed him white. Yes, they did. For me, died. Hey, nobody can love me like Jesus did. Oh, they hung him high, they expressed him what everybody say. Yes, they did. Oh, hallelujah. Yes, he did. I'm glad about it tonight. I'm glad about it. Calvary. Thank you, Lord, to save a wretch like you and me. Oh, that's love, that's love. Somebody ought to praise him in this place tonight. Oh, somebody ought to worship him tonight for his love. Can't nobody love you like Jesus can. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. We ought to appreciate him tonight. We ought to appreciate him tonight. Thank you, Jesus. He didn't have to do it, but he did. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tell somebody that's love. That's love. That's love. He loves me, and I don't know why he cares. Think about these words. And I don't know why he sacrificed his life, but oh, I'm glad. Yes, I am. So glad he did. Anybody happy about it tonight? Come on, say it. I don't know why. I don't know why he loves me. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know. I don't know why he cares. I don't know why. I don't know why. He sacrificed his life. Oh, so glad. Yes, I am. Hallelujah. There's a question asked. Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Hallelujah. Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Hallelujah. Where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, so glad he did. Come on, sing it again. Where would I be? Say, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? Hallelujah. Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Oh, where would I be if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, I'm glad, yes I am. Oh, one more time, where would I be? Say, where would I be if Jesus didn't love me? I don't think I'd be here tonight. Oh, where would I be if he didn't care? Oh, yes, where if he hadn't sacrificed his life? Oh, so glad he did. God, I'm grateful tonight. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen, amen, amen. You can be seated tonight. Amen. We just are grateful for the love of the Lord. Amen. And what he did for us. Church, we wouldn't be here tonight if it hadn't been for Jesus. Amen. If it wasn't for Jesus. And we're listening to the Seals, and
And I heard Brother Branham say that he thanked God for Jesus. And I said, that's what I've been saying. You know, and it sounds very strange because we know Jesus and God is the same. But had he not taken on flesh, amen, and come to this earth and suffered, amen, on our behalf, church, we wouldn't be sitting here tonight. Amen. We wouldn't be sitting here tonight. And we should never forget that. That should not become a common thing to us. To be honest with you, I think every Christian ought to look forward to going to church during Easter weekend. Amen. They ought to be breaking the doors down Friday night for Good Friday. And if they could get in on Saturday, they ought to be there. And amen. And certainly Sunday morning. It should be no excuse to not be in church. Amen, for Easter, because it's a perfect time for us to remember what our Lord did. And my prayer is that it don't stop at Easter. Amen. Amen. Because when you really recognize what he did, it'll keep you going on. The next week after Easter, and the week after that, and the month after that, it'll keep you going when you really realize what happened. Amen. So I tell you, don't let it just become common. Don't let it become, amen, tradition, but let it become a part of your life. Amen. We thank God to just be here tonight. We have a few specials that we want to, amen, go forward. Amen. At this time, amen. It's so good to have. We have saints here from Brother West Coast Church. We thank God for that. And amen. Also, Brother Smiley's church. Amen. We thank God for that. And just looking forward to all God has in store for us tonight. Amen. So y'all let go and let God now. Amen. Let go. Let God. Let God have his way tonight. Amen. Everybody feeling all right? Everybody got the victory. Hallelujah. You got to have the victory. If you're sitting here tonight, you got to have some victory. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. So I believe our young sisters, amen, they'll be coming at this time, amen, to sing for you on tonight. And we'll have Sister Brittany, amen, come from Brother West Coast after that, and then we'll get somebody, amen, from Bible Truth, amen, they'll come, and they'll also, amen, present us something tonight. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.
No greater love, no greater. Praise the Lord. Amen. Y'all appreciate that tonight? Hallelujah. He was born just to die so I could live. Amen. Amen. Turn around and tell somebody. Say, live tonight. Live. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That was wonderful. God bless you, young sisters. We appreciate that. Amen. Right before Sister, we'll have Sister Brittany come at this time. Amen. And she'll sing, amen, for us tonight. And after that, we're going to have Brother Molly Bongwe. He's going to sing a song for us tonight. And we thank God. Amen for him. Amen. God bless you.
God bless you, church. Bright morning star, King of all days, reign in our hearts, ride on our praise. You are ground in majesty, waking us now, set us ablaze. Lay your kingdom come, lay your name be praised, hear the songs of the redeemed, be exalted as we sing, hail to the King, hail to the living Word, let praise arise, heaven and earth, praise to the Lamb, seated on the throne, power and strength are yours alone, hail to the King. Bright morning star, King of all days, come reign in our hearts, ride on our praise. You are crowned in majesty, waking us now, set us ablaze. Let your kingdom come, let your name be raised, with the song of the redeemed. Be exalted as we sing, hail to the King, hail to the living Word. Praise the rain.
Praise the Lord. Hail to the King. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you, Sister Brittany. We appreciate that tonight. Amen. Brother Mali Bangwe, at this time, he'll come and he'll sing for us tonight. Amen.
God bless you, saints. Sure happy to be in the house of the Lord. I'm not a singer, but I like to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Amen. So I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Amen. I've got a short chorus that I'm going to sing. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing. Amen. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest, Hosanna to the King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest, Hosanna to the King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest, Hosanna to the King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest, Hosanna to the King. Jerusalem, Jerusalem, lift up your voice and sing, Hosanna to the highest, Hosanna to the King. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, 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 hallelujah. Blessed be the rock, blessed be the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, Jesus, He is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, 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 hallelujah. Jesus is the rock. Jesus is the rock of my salvation. Hosanna, 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 hallelujah. Jesus is the rock.
Jesus is the rock of my salvation.
Hallelujah. Appreciate Brother Molly Bangwe. Amen. We thank God for him. His pastor back home told me that Brother Molly Bangwe used to be the worship leader back in the city that he's from, George. Amen. And you can see he got it all over him. Amen. Just kind of taking us from course to course. We appreciate him. On tomorrow, Brother Molly Bangwe will be leaving us, amen, going up towards Boston, Massachusetts area. And please keep him in prayer. Amen. That God will just keep him while he's there. And we trust that he'll pass this way once more. Amen. We thank God for him. God bless you. Let's give him, amen, another hand. Amen on tonight. Amen. Tell you what, we'll prepare for tonight's tithes and offering. And then after that, I want to have somebody from Bible Truth Tabernacle just come and, amen, prepare to bring us a song. Amen, a special. I have to tell you, amen, today I was just so excited about coming to church. I mean, I was just feeling real good. I couldn't wait just to get here to the house of God. And amen. And I could have came all by myself, and I would have just had a good time in Jesus by myself. But I'm happy to be celebrating tonight with you. And amen. And after we say this prayer, I'm gonna tell you what I was so excited about. Amen. As we were, amen, just as I was at work there. Let's just bow in a quick word of prayer. Father, we thank you. We have an opportunity to come tonight and give. We pray, Lord, that you would bless our giving. Ask that you would use it for the furtherance of your kingdom here on earth. We pray that you continue to meet every need in every person's situation, every family, every home. God, meet the needs. We thank you, Lord, for being a God that hears and answers prayer, a God that never fails. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Sister Jean, are you playing for the special? Amen. I'm going to need you just for a second, if you don't mind. Amen. I'm going to tell y'all, I was just excited about something. It struck my heart, and as I start thinking on it more and more, I got more and more excited. And you know, this, I'm going to just hold on 1 second. I went back to this old song, and I knew that knew my sister would be here tonight and she'd be able to play it, but I just got excited over being saved. I'm telling you, I almost shouted all over my office when I thought about I was saved. I'm going to tell you something. If you ever get a true revelation of your salvation, man, it'll make you do some things that you didn't think you would do. Hallelujah. Tell somebody, I'm saved. I'm saved. Glory to God. Glory to God. I had a different key, but it's saved by his power divine. I just start thinking about them words. I said, I'm saved. I have new life sublime. You know what? Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete. You know why? Because I'm saved. 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 I tell you, I just start shouting when I start thinking about those words.
And if you've never been saved, I want you to imagine something. Because on this night some 2,000 years ago, there was a man sitting in a prison cell. He was just like me, sitting in a prison cell. And that man, you know, he had a death sentence on his life. He knew that as soon as they opened the doors to that prison, that was going to be it for him. He was on his way to dying. But that night, somebody walked up to his cell and opened up his prison doors and said, you're free. And they say, free? Now, I was expecting to die. I say, no, you're free. Well, what you mean I'm free? What happened? He said, well, there's somebody took your place. Say, well, who is it that took my place? Well, see the man with the cross on his back. That's the man that took your place. And he could come out the prison doors and he could say, I'm saved by his power divine. Anybody know what I'm talking about tonight? Say, I'm saved. I have new life, sublime. You know what? Life now is sweet, and my joy is complete. You know why? Because I'm saved. Saved. I'm saved. Somebody ought to give God praise in this place. Come on, somebody ought to worship him because you know that you are saved. Praise his holy name. Hallelujah. Some 20, 30 years ago when they used to have church, they'd sing a song like that and church would be over with. Because people were excited about their salvation. We ought to get excited about what Jesus did for us. Hallelujah! Glory to God, glory to God. Amen. And somebody from Bible Truth Tabernacle is going to come at this time and give us a special. Before you have your seat, don't get too comfortable. I want you to tell somebody, I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. Praise the Lord. Amen. Following the special, the next voice that you'll hear will be none other, amen, than our precious Brother Smiley. Amen. He'll come and bring us the word of God tonight. Amen.
Amen. If y'all know the song, I hope you'll help me sing it. If you just clap your hands with me like... Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Oh, glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got a friend down. Glad I got a friend, y'all. Oh, glad I got a friend. Glad I got Jesus in my. Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got Jesus in. Glad I got Jesus down. Glad I got Jesus down. Glad I got a doctor. glad that I got a doctor. Glad I got a doctor down. You know that I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Said I got Jesus. I got Jesus. I got Jesus living on the inside. If you got Jesus, you got a mighty God friend. If you got Jesus, you got a mighty good doctor. If you got Jesus, got a good friend. Oh, if you got Jesus, you got a mighty good friend. Oh, I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Glad I got Jesus down in my heart. Oh, I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart. I'm glad that I got Jesus down in my heart. I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart. I'm glad I got Jesus down. Oh yes, I'm glad I got Jesus down in my heart.
Jesus, he's a mighty good doctor. I got Jesus, he's a mighty good friend. Do you have Jesus? So do you have Jesus? He's alright. He's alright. If you know he's alright. If you know it's alright, I've got the Jesus down in. I've got the Jesus down. Oh, down in my. Oh, down in my. Amen, amen, amen. You know, I'm glad I found Jesus. I'm glad he's in my heart. If it wasn't for Jesus, I don't know what I'd do with myself. I don't know where I'd be, especially in the hour that we live in. It's good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. Amen, Brother Jack called and said he was having some special services. I could have just came and just fed on the word of God. I'm not one of those preachers with a preacher's itch. I like to sit sometime and listen. Iron sharper than iron. But it's good to be here tonight. How many say it's good to be here tonight? I'd rather be here than in the best hospital it is. You know what? My wife and I went to a funeral before church. Somebody didn't make it. So I'm glad to be here tonight. Amen. Just to give God some praise and glory and honor for all that he has done for me. Amen. I mean, no, God is a mighty good God. Mercy rewrote my life. Oh, it was mercy that rewrote my life. Where I should have fallen, my soul cast down,
it was mercy rewrote my life. Try that one more time. It was mercy rewrote my life. It was mercy rewrote my life. Oh, I should have fallen. My soul cast down, but mercies rewrote.
Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we just come tonight to give thanks and praise, Father, for just allowing us another opportunity to be in the service of the living God, to feed upon the Word of God tonight. Lord, I feel like I'm a privileged individual. I'm one in a million, Lord. You chose me, Lord, before the foundation of the world, Father God. It was nothing that I did to deserve your grace and the mercies, Lord God, that you've extended to me thus far, keeping me, Lord, for just about 25 years, Lord God. When so many people have gone back and quit and given up, there's been times, Lord, my body, my flesh, desired to give up, but there's something on the inside of me that just keeps telling me to keep going on. We're right at the door, Father God. When we can look around us tonight and see all the things happening, we know redemption draweth nigh, Father. And we trust that you'll speak to the hearts of your people, Father. I'm just an instrument, Lord, but you just use me, Lord God. We're not here to be seen or heard, but we're here just to allow you to use our vessel tonight. Anoint us afresh. Anoint my body, Father God. Anoint the hearers of the word. Anoint tired bodies, Lord. We know Friday night services are typically tough. End of the week, Lord Jesus, been running all week long working. But Lord, you're still just as powerful tonight as you ever was. Lord, you're here to do the exceedingly abundantly. We ask that, Lord God, that you just continue to be with the brothers and sisters that have gone out of the country, different places, and continue to bless the meetings throughout the weekend. Bless your servant here, Brother Jack, and the church here, Lord. And we just give your name the praise, glory, and honor for all things in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. Let's just get our Bibles out tonight. I would say I'm not going to try to hold you long, but I just don't know. If you pull, we'll get out of here quick. If you won't pull, I'm going to drag you. But I've had a pretty weary day today in the flesh. I don't know. I thought I was getting over this cold, but it kind of knocked me for a loop. But we're here tonight and trusting the Holy Spirit. We want to look at Matthew chapter 26. We want to read a couple of places in there, and we'll let you have your seat. we're going to start the first verse. And it says, "And it came to pass when Jesus had finished all these sayings, he said unto his disciples, you know that after 2 days is the feast of the Passover, and the Son of Man is betrayed to be crucified. Then assembled together the chief priests and the scribes and the elders of the people unto the palace of the high priest, who was called Caiaphas, and consulted that they might take Jesus by subtlety and kill him. But they said not on the feast day, lest there be an uproar amongst the people." And let's skip down to the 14th verse. It says, "Then one of the 12 called Judas Iscariot went unto the chief priest and said unto them, what will ye give me, and I will deliver unto you? And they covenanted with him for 30 pieces of silver. And from the time he sought opportunity to betray, Man, let us maybe skip down to the 21st verse there. It says, "And as they did eat, he said, Verily I say unto you, the one of you shall betray me. And they were exceeding sorrowful, and began every one of them to say unto him, Lord, is it I? And he answered and said, He that dipped his hand with me in the dish, the same shall betray me. The Son of Man goeth as it is written of him. But woe unto the man by whom the Son of Man is betrayed. It had been good for that man if he had not been born." Then Judas, which betrayed him, answered and said, "Master, is it I?" And he said unto him, "Thou sayest." Now let's look at another place as you can be seated. 1 John chapter 4. First John 4:1, it says, "Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that confesses not that Jesus is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world." Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word tonight. We like to just use as a topic tonight the spirits that follow every revival. And we want to use as a context being inspired by Daddy. And we trust that the Lord will bless us. Looking at the scriptures here tonight, Jesus Christ was coming down to the end of his ministry. Is that right? We could see, y'all with me tonight? Y'all looking tired? Come on. I need some pullers in here. I'm like Brother Wesco. Now, I didn't come to give y'all no lecture tonight. We come to have a good time. Everybody come to have a good time? Everybody's feeling all right? Let's shake tiredness off of us now. Amen. I'm a preacher. I'm not a lecturer. I need some amens. I'm like Brother Wesco. Amen. It's like sick 'em to the bulldog. Amen. But here Jesus Christ was coming down to the end of his ministry here. And Jesus Christ, you know, just especially at the latter part of his ministry, he was often trying to indicate to the disciples what was actually getting ready to take place. He knew that he came to the earth to die. Right. Amen. For you and I. Amen. Right. He was our mercy. We have mercy tonight because of Calvary. Is that right? And you know, it's real funny, but you know, you can really see a pattern in revivals throughout history. When we look at even Jesus Christ's ministry, one of the things that you find is a religious spirit. A religious spirit under the ministry of the Son of Man. You know, God takes his man, but not his spirit. Satan takes his man, but not his spirit. You know, these things are important for us in the hour that we're living in, because we're in a time of revival. How many believe that tonight? We're in a word revival tonight. Then if we're in a word revival, the same spirits that followed the Son of Man ministry, we can see that those same spirits are here today.
That's right.
Right? Yeah. Following, amen, this word revival in the evening time. Right? You know, we go along as individuals in church, and a lot of times we don't grasp what actually is taking place around us. This is the reason why I appreciate a fivefold ministry. I appreciate men that God could get a hold of and inspire them, right, to really see, take from what we have. Now, playing tapes is all right. Now, I'm not against playing tapes or anything, right? But one thing I realized, the prophet made a statement. He said, it'll be young men to come on the scene, and they'll sweep it. God needs vessels that he could get a hold of to take what's, amen, in the books and tapes, because you can listen to listen to the tapes and read the books and miss the gist of what's actually going on in between the lines. Is that right?
Yeah.
But God places a ministry before you and inspire him to quicken him when he's studying the word of God, to go in there and bring things out that'll edify you. That'll identify the devil in your midst,
all right, God,
to show us what we up against.
All right.
Is that right?
Amen.
When we look at Jesus' ministry, the ministry of the Son of Man, right? You can see the religious spirit working, amen, in the church, because every revival produces twins. Right? There's always that contrast in every revival. It got to be that way. I was telling my church, it was so important for Judas to be in the midst of the church.
All right. Come on.
Right? Jesus was getting ready to go to Calvary. And bride can't persecute bride. Elect can persecute elect. It couldn't be an elected seed of God that, amen, betrayed Jesus. Right? It had to be this religious spirit. Sometimes even as pastors, you get tore up because you see something based upon the word moving. But those spirits got to be in the church. Right? At the end of the day, as deceiving, because Judas was being inspired by his daddy. Now, I'll read you the quote in a minute. Right? His entire walk. Brother Branham makes a statement. He said Judas came in. He went right up, joined church, became a part of the ministry. He was being inspired by his daddy. But he had an ulterior motive. But it was in the plan of God. Didn't catch God off guard. Is that right? I mean, look what we were dealing with. We were dealing with the word made flesh. God come down and got in flesh. You could never deceive the word. Jesus was, Brother Jack, Jesus was never deceived by what was in his church. Is that right? I didn't come to pick on nobody tonight. I just come to preach.
That's all right.
I'm preach on some spirit. Now y'all pray for me, because I'm starting to spin already. Lord help us. I'm gonna slow down a minute. Right?
Hallelujah.
But Jesus was never deceived, right, by what was going on in his church.
Amen.
As deceitful as Judas was, you could never deceive the word.
Amen.
Right? I mean, when they come up to the Passover and they was taking communion and Jesus was telling them what was getting ready to take place and everything, explaining to them what this communion was all about, the breaking of the bread and what it typified and things, and they was kind of going over their head, right?
Yeah.
And Jesus said, you know what, there's one of y'all amongst me going to betray me, right?
Amen.
And Jesus... And you know, just to show you now, just to show you the kind of life that Judas lived, right? Because the prophet said, you know, they went out, did signs, wonders, and miracles, came back rejoicing. He said Judas was right with them. Took part of the ministry, you know, held the money back.
Yeah.
Even in the early part, I skipped some in Matthew 26 when Mary came to wash Jesus' feet and everything. They were saying, man, why she taking all of this here? You know, man, we could have done something with that money. We could have done something else with that money. You know how it is when somebody's inspired. Look, inspiration inspired Mary. She was inspired to do what, and they couldn't grasp the inspiration of, amen, her father. Is that right? She was ordained of God before the foundation of the world because the sacrifice had to be washed before it was presented. Is that right? She was, her father inspired her. It was inspiration that, amen, brought in that Jesus with dirty feet, invited to a party to, you know, to be made joke and made fun of. A man that was interested in being popular.
All right.
He brought Jesus there to be popular amongst his buddies. But he wasn't really concerned about eternal life. Right? And here was a woman, man, that, you know, was ill-famed, probably talked about, ran down, and took her hard-earned money. Right? Inspiration drove her. I feel that in church. Somebody ought to preach with me up in this place. Is that right? It's something about inspiration that drives you. It drives you to do things that people don't understand. Right? You think about Michelangelo, Brother Jack. Man, when he got the vision of Moses in his mind, inspiration drove him. Man, you know, probably, you know, Michelangelo, before the vision broke to him, he got the vision of Moses. Man, he probably hung out a little bit, you know, fellowshipped a lot. But when that inspiration struck him, Mike, we going here. Ain't going.
That's right.
Mike, you putting all your time into that, Mike.
Come on.
It's something about the name. It's something about Jesus.
Hallelujah.
It's something about being inspired.
Woo.
It's something about stepping into the vision of Almighty God.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Mike Carve, amen. To that vision that was in his mind came to full manifestation. Looked at that thing and it was so real. Watch inspiration. Struck it on the knees.
Amen.
Cried, speak. What done that? Inspiration.
Yes.
Inspiration coming from another source. A source that was bigger than him. A source that was greater than him. Inspiration.
Amen.
Speak.
Amen.
Inspiration powerful.
Amen.
They couldn't grasp it. Man, why is she, you know, taking this expensive perfume and you know, they're not really catching the revelation of the word, right? But inspiration, knowing that, man, he couldn't die, amen, in that condition, right? Amen. And then the religious spirit, Judas, not really concerned. Oh, he was concerned about, boy, that's less money in the bag.
All right, now. All right.
Huh? That's less money, you know, right? But inspiration drove her. I mean, Judas lives such, man, to the other brethren. When Jesus made that statement, they were looking around. I mean, they was looking around and were like, oh God. They didn't even have no kind of confidence in their own experience.
Right.
Huh? Sometimes the pastor can preach something and people don't have confidence in their own experience with God.
Jesus.
Come on.
Jesus.
Come on.
Yeah.
The pastor could be nailing something down and people will fall under conviction because they don't have a revelation of their own experience and where they truly at with God.
That's
good. Is that right? Yeah. Brother Jack was preaching on me. No, he wasn't preaching on you. He was just preaching by inspiration.
Hallelujah.
Inspiration, something that God saw. Right? But a lot of times people don't have a true, clear-cut understanding of their own true experience with God. See, it ain't just emotions, church. Right? It's not emotions. Which we got to have something, because anything without emotions is dead. But see, it's got to be your emotions stimulated by a revelation of the word of God. Right? Amen. Man, Jesus made that statement, and man, is it I? Oh God, you know, like, I'm going to betray him. Right? They didn't know who they were. Right? Didn't know. A statement. One statement. Somebody going to betray me. Right? Man, a true seed, it should have been, boy, I'm going all the way with you. It's not me. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not a doubter. I am not a doubter. There's nothing in me that's going to portray the word of God. But all of them was like, is it I? Right? Come on, preach with me, somebody.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Revelation is vital.
Amen.
It's vital. You got to have a revelation of what Christ done for you.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
It's got to be personal.
Amen.
Look, church, you can't. Look, I was telling my church, you can't come in here, man, in culture and family and all of that kind of stuff. It don't work.
Come on.
Right? You come in the building to praise God as an individual. If nobody's going to praise him, I'm going to praise him. Is that right? If nobody's going, I'm going. Is that right, Sister Bell? If ain't nobody going, I'm going. If ain't nobody going to worship, I'm going to worship. If ain't nobody going to pray, I'm going to pray. If ain't nobody going to read, I'm going to read. Is that right? If ain't nobody going to amen the word, I'm going to amen the word of God. I'm not just going to sit around, amen, church, and wait on somebody to get happy. I'm coming in the building happy. I was preaching on the first seal last night, and I was telling about John on the Isle of Patmos when the angel call went out, and John saw that there was nobody worthy. Man, see, John wept. He said, man, the prophet said he wept because he figured, like, you know, all is lost. All the worship is in vain. Everything is in vain. Right? Old Testament was just shadows.
Come on.
Right?
Come on.
Man, we need the anti-type to the type.
All right.
He knew that he needed a near kinsman redeemer.
Hallelujah.
He said, but quickly it stopped. That's all right.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Say, John, don't weep. Because a lion has prevailed.
Amen.
And being turned, he saw a lamb.
That's right.
As it had been slain, hacked on the cross.
Hallelujah.
Let me tell you what John did. He didn't just sit with his arms folded. He wasn't all cute and putty. Y'all know how we all putty in church. We don't want to get sweaty. Glory to God. Hallelujah. No. When he saw the lamb, the Bible say, because he searched all over and he couldn't find nobody. I feel like having church up in here tonight. But when he turned and he saw the lamb, he said, everything heard him. Everything heard him praising, worshiping, giving God some praise. Wasn't no quiet, dignified, you know.
Let me tell you something. If you study, you study the sealed book and the church age book, that old quiet, dignified, cute spirit, that's a Nicolaitan spirit. That's the spirit of Nicolaitan. Right? I ain't got time to go there, but I know where I'm at tonight. Right? John worshiped. He was ordained to be a worshiper. Is that right? You may be seated. Let me see if I can get somewhere. You still loving? It's all right, Brother Mike. Brother Mike told me don't give him no Baptist meat tonight. He an eagle. He wanted bloody. He wanted bloody, bloody. Kill and eat. How many come to kill and eat? You want to leave here, man, with blood running down the side of your mouth. Where you been? I've been at an eating feast. Fresh kill. You know, we're in the age of microwave and TV dinner, internet, and all this nonsense. Right? While I'm on that, I might as well go and hit it. I'm going to move on. How much time do I have? I've been working, and I know I've been offending people with that, with all this internet. You know, the internet, it, it's just like anything. It could be used, it has its benefits, its positives and its negatives. But the thing that I'm really starting to see is a real negative. Right? Because you watch the spirit. You watch the spirit that's on people that really get caught up, amen, in these internet ministries. They won't come to church and worship no more. Right? You lose their confidence. Right? They filter everything through what somebody else done said. You're supposed to be their spiritual husband. They're only dead in body. It's just like a woman that commit adultery, amen, having a relationship with another man. She'll no longer, amen, give, you know, what to her head, what's supposed to be to her head. It'll start going to somebody else. They'll come to church and fold their arms, look around, look at you. What? You done lost their attention. They in love with somebody else. Right? And I was telling, you start to see it. Now watch what we preaching. Now I'm still in the word. What follows revivals? Now, one of the things that we got to understand too tonight. Now, when Brother Branham was on the scene, internets were not here. Right? Internets were not here. It wasn't that God couldn't raise him up. God did it because God knew that a crazy man like Brother Smiley was coming on the scene. Right? You watch now, you find people now making internet their church. Right? Internet becoming their church. People sitting up in places, satellite. The problem of it is this. The prophet taught us to go back to the original.
All right.
Right? We've been pointed back to the original. When I go back to the original, I realize Paul taught a fivefold ministry.
All right.
Then Jesus, you know, after his crucifixion, walked, went up, sent back gifts unto man. The problem I have with this, what's happening with the gifts when people are doing this? Right? What's happening to the ministering gifts if some other man 100 million miles away, you sitting there every week, you know that's your pastor. And you got ministering gifts right there, but they shut down. They shut down. They no longer preach. Right? It's just another ministry 7,000 miles away. 7 hours by air. Right? Then what about the singing gifts? Huh? Because remember now, you know, where the song leaders going to be? What they going to do? Because remember, it's all televised.
My Lord.
the gifts in the body become paralyzed. Right? They become paralyzed. The song leaders paralyzed. The preachers paralyzed. What if God want to use somebody to speak in tongues? Paralyzed. What if you need your amen? Reach out and speak to your spiritual head. 7,000 miles. You can't get a hold of them. Huh? You see the fallacy in all of this stuff?
That's right.
People don't, the devil don't like this.
Amen.
Right? You see where this thing is wrong?
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Look, God gives man a measure of faith. Uh-huh. Every man a measure of faith.
Yes, sir.
Right? I thank God for the diversity in the ministry.
All right.
That none of us are alike.
Yes.
None of us are alike. Thank God. We all different. I'm different than Brother Jack.
Amen.
He's different than me.
Right.
But thank God for that.
Glory.
God built him in a way.
My.
Right? Mm. Brother Jack is the mayor of the city.
Oh my. Come on.
When he come to Okeechobee, I'm the mayor of the city. Right? Nobody 7,000 miles is the mayor of my city. I'm the mayor. I'm the one that God ordained and placed there in Okeechobee. Just like God ordained and placed him here.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Is that right? I know it's several churches, but I'm in his church tonight. I hope that's all right. Y'all, somebody say move on. But y'all, like they say, the young people say, you feel me? Break you up a little bit. Huh? See, because you know what I'm finding is, man, people are religious but don't really understand what's going on. And the devil is defeating the church. Right? People are defeated. And then you watch them folks sometimes. Man, sitting up there with that stuff, man, they just dead. They just, man, 7,000 miles, you know, people nodding, looking. Man, no way in the world I can sit through nothing like that.
I want
to be where God can inspire a man. God could get a hold of a single. Huh? Hey, amen. God got a hold of Kayla last week. Man, she was singing Victory in Mind, and she had herself a time. We had a time. An inspiration. Ashley took off running.
Right.
Folk took off running around the building.
Yeah.
Right? Right. Amen. Having a good time. We got this brother that's been coming, an older gentleman. He looked at all these folk running around the church. Like, brother, get me some of that too.
Amen.
But what if we were just a group of people that come in and, you know, we just looking at the little microwave, the screen, and, oh, God. Come on, church.
All right. Come on.
We got to always come back to God's provided way. And it ain't that, like I say, that God couldn't inspire the prophet. God set an order in the scripture.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Why do you think God anointed the prophet to preach God's provided way?
All
right? And all of the different messages to try to show us in all things you got to come God provided way.
Amen.
Mark 16 in action is the true church.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
In Mark 16, God gave, amen, the disciples a commission. You kill the commission when you do things like that. Come on.
Come on.
You break the word, right?
Yeah.
One word off is death. We hanging over hell by a word.
Amen.
See, you got to watch. Man, I don't care how much that stuff look right. You got to watch where your inspiration is coming from. And we can't be so caught up in preachers, right, that, you know, they could do anything. And I've seen the fallacy of that stuff where we've lifted up man so high that man can do and say whatever they want to do, and nobody, there's no correction, there's nothing. I ain't one of them.
Come on.
Is that right? I'm not one of them.
Come on.
God, look, if you go back to I ain't got to no notes. If you go back to the Ephesian church, they didn't put up with that stuff.
That's exactly right.
Right? They tried them that said that they were apostles. Go back to the book of Revelation and found them to be liars.
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
They ain't like us sitting in church gullible.
All right.
They gave everything the word test.
Amen. Amen.
Tried the spirit of that thing.
That's right.
Brought everything back to the word.
Amen.
Amen. Now, you know, I know folk have internet ministries and stuff like that. I don't have no problem with that. I think it probably should just be localized to a local body. If Brother Jack got it, I don't have it. You know, not yet, I guess. But it should be good for, you know, his local body.
Yeah.
Right? If you don't make it to church, you want to go back over something. Right?
Right.
But all it's making this one the pinnacle. This one the pinnacle. Well, I thought Jesus was the pinnacle. I thought that the Lamb took the book.
Hallelujah.
Right? I thought the Lamb took the book.
Yeah.
Right? I thought it was the mighty angel descended with an open book in the evening time.
Hallelujah.
Broke the seals.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
See, we give too much credit to man.
Right?
Right? We give too much credit to man.
Amen.
Apart from the Holy Ghost. Right? Man ain't nothing.
That's exactly right.
Man ain't nothing. I don't care how big you try to make him, right? He ain't nothing.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
How much time do I got? You know, y'all know me. I'm not a stranger to anybody. Is that right? I don't. One thing about me, if you know anything about me, you've been around me, I don't change. I preach the same way at home. I preach the same way here.
Yeah.
If you send me to South Carolina, I preach the same.
Yeah.
I just let it, you know, let it fly.
Amen.
Right? Here in the message here, recognizing Acting on the Word, 1960. So now, notice him, the church natural persecuting the church spiritual.
Right.
Like we said, right? Bride can't persecute bride. Right, when you see churches and brethren persecuting each other, something's wrong with that, right? Amen. Because we can't persecute, right? See, it's the religious spirit that brought Jesus to Calvary, right? Amen. But watch this. You see, now we find out then that Judas pretended to be a brother, and headed up and finally come to a climax. He says, watch this young preacher. He's coming to a place. He says, let me move on. He says, now watch this in faith for Abraham. He says, you see, Cain come from, he says, who he was inspired by, his daddy Satan, right? Watch Judas. Watch the Pharisees. They were being inspired, but you got to watch inspiration. Right? I'm inspired. See, I always tell my church, take everything back to the word.
Right.
All of our thoughts, all of our doctrine, all of our leaders has got to come back to the word.
Amen.
Right? Amen. Because Cain was inspired. Look at his inspiration. Right? He was religious. Right? He worshiped. He worshiped. He wasn't no infidel. He wasn't a communist, as Brother Adam would say. Right? Cain worshiped. Right? But his inspiration was wrong. Right? Cain's inspiration was wrong. He brought something that he did in himself,
right?
The fruits of the field, just like even Adam after the fall, the first church, right?
Come on.
When they were, you know, Adam wasn't deceived. Eve was deceived. Adam just willfully sinned.
Amen.
But then Adam tried to do something within himself.
Uh-huh.
He got inspiration and revelation, right?
Yeah.
And he realized that thing was shot down.
Yeah.
And all of the effort that Adam put forth to make himself a fig leaf, at the end of the day, when God come down to have church, Adam, where you at? When did God didn't know where he was at? He knew that Adam was out of position.
Right.
Adam was out of place.
Right?
Right. Look, this is where we have church right here.
That's exactly right.
Adam, where you at? Well, I'm over here. I'm in the bushes. I'm naked. Where did you get that from?
Come on now.
Where did that revelation come from? Where did that term come from? Naked. They didn't know nakedness. There was a spiritual veil that could look and not lust. There was a spiritual veil there.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
In that condition, right? But when that false doctrine came in, they could look and like, oh God, what's going on? Right?
Come on.
Come on. Why do you think people struggle today?
Yeah.
Right? And the only thing help us, man, is the spiritual veil.
Amen.
The baptism of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Don't think we all that now.
Because
we aren't. It's just the grace of God. I'm telling you, I know people make mistakes and people fall. Now, I don't give a whole lot of grace for all that. But, you know, I'm not really much. I do believe in grace. I'll say that.
Yeah.
It's the grace of God that just keep me every day.
Amen.
I mean, if you cannot keep yourself.
Right.
Man, woman, boy, or girl, don't rely on the flesh. It'll deceive you every time. Because
right.
The devil know your speed.
Right.
Huh? Oh, y'all got a priest with me up in here. The devil know your speed. Well, I'm married. Then I'll say it again. The devil know your speed. The devil know what y'all like. The devil know what I like. Come on, preach with me now. It's just the grace of God to keep me every day. Every day I leave the house, it's the grace of God. Is that right? Come on now. You get away from that, you find yourself skin cagged. Y'all probably, you got to be from Alabama to understand that one. Right, Sister Virginia was here, she'd understand that. It's the truth, it'll be the grace of God. Right? Amen. But watch, that's why he said you got to watch inspiration, right? He said, which we know he was inspired by Satan, Cain, right? But watch Abel. Watch where his inspiration came. It came from his father.
Right.
He was seed gene of God. He was eternal thought in the mind of God.
Amen.
God had to inspire him that way.
Amen.
In to the true seed, every revelation gotta come from God. It's got to be inspired to you by Almighty God.
Amen.
Or you don't. God don't do anything unless He reveals it to His servants.
Amen.
Is that right? To His children.
Amen.
Somebody told Abraham,
uh-huh.
Right? So Abraham, look, man, I'm finna bring down judgment.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna let you know about it.
That's exactly right.
Right? I'm gonna let you know about it.
That's all right. Amen.
I'm not just gonna bring judgment and you being a germ of God and not let you know anything about it.
Right.
We in a judgment hour, church.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
Oh, I wish I could preach tonight.
Right?
We in a judgment hour. And you thought that God would let us come to this hour and not inform us? Come on, what kind of God you think we serve? Right? Oh, I wish I could get somewhere. Right? But he said, now watch, he was the first murderer, the first liar. Right? Watch. Now, we're talking about what follows revival. Right? blind spirits follow this Son of Man ministry. Right? Murdering spirits. A lot of times people may not, you know, literally shoot you, but they'll try to kill your any spirit that'll try to kill Brother Jack's influence is a murdering spirit. It's a murdering spirit. Your inspiration is coming from your father, and it ain't coming from God. Because God was never a liar. Right? He was never a liar. Right? Never a murderer. Right? You see why you're saying this? To bring us understanding. Right? Come on. To bring us understanding, church. Because we do things and we're being inspired by another source. And we go right on, right? Religiously shouting and having a good time. But your inspiration. Because Judas did that. Judas went to church. Judas shouted. Judas had a good time. But he was being inspired by his daddy. Right? Amen. Said, he was the first murderer, first lie. He killed his brother. Judas in a priest figure. Exactly. Judas killed Jesus at the cross. Cain killed Abel at the cross of sacrifice. Perfectly. Right? Amen. See, he was being inspired. I'm going to move on. Y'all still loving?
Yes, sir.
I ain't going to hold you but a few more minutes, I guess. I just got too much information up here tonight. Right? He says, and the seal of the Antichrist, 1955, he says, and when a man ever crosses the line and born again of the Spirit of God, he becomes a son of God. Is that right? And then he believes what God says to be the truth. And he says, all the words inspired. Borderline halfway. He said, what's that religious spirit? You say, Brother Branham, do you mean to tell me that the Antichrist spirit will be a religious spirit? Jesus said it would be so close. Is it I? Is it I? It was so close. It took the word to identify it. Right? He never did deceive Jesus, right? Amen. He said if it was possible. He said that throws a little different light to it, doesn't it? It's a religious spirit. Watch this. He say a spirit that can shout. A spirit that can dance in the spirit. A spirit that can cast out devils. A spirit that can do all kinds of miracles and still not be born of the Spirit of God. That's a powerful statement, church. Right? Because you see people wallow on the flow, screaming, hollering, things of that nature. I'm never impressed by that. Come on. I'm never impressed by that. You got to take things back to the Word of God. When folk finish wallowing and screaming and jumping and wallowing on the flow, What are we going to do with this Jesus called Christ? Amen. Come on. What are we going to do? Right? Hallelujah. Judas did all of that.
Right.
The religious spirit in the church does that.
Right?
Right. Amen. It does that.
Right.
Under religion, you know, when Jesus went to over the Gad, look at the religious spirits. Watch it through the scripture.
Amen.
Always religious. But yet inspired by another source. Right? So, but you got to thank God for the whole. And see, the thing of it is, a Holy Ghost filled person shouts. A Holy Ghost filled person, amen, does signs, wonders, and miracles. Right? See? Amen. But also a religious spirit in the church do the same thing. But then you watch, they start veering off.
Right?
Because then watch it start becoming a denier of the word. It start, watch persecution. It's Son of Man ministry. It's the same thing, church. I don't know where y'all at. Right? It's the same thing. I wish I can get to it. Because people are starting to deny the word of God. Right? Start out with him. Right? Believing the message. Now they denying it for popularity. Right?
Come on.
All on the internet. Trying to not realize it. This message was inspired by God. Vindicated. Right? Make the make-believer religious spirit. See, this don't hurt a true believer. This just educates you. It helps you to identify what's working in the framework, amen, of the Christian church. Right? Amen. So they do miracles and still not born of the Spirit of God. Jesus said in that day, listen it, that many will come to me and say, Lord, haven't I cast out devils in your name? In your name, haven't I done many works? And I will confess unto them, depart from me, you workers of iniquity, I didn't even know you. Right? Confirmation by evidence, 1962, he said, remember that we must never come to church to play religious. We mustn't come to just put on a religious act to go to church. We must come to worship in the spirit and in truth. Spirit and in truth. We must be deeply and sincerely. We must really mean what we're coming here for. The days are getting evil. The time is evil, right? We want to make every minute count, especially when we're in the house of the Lord. Right? Amen. Sincere. He says, let's travel back, way back at the first Cain and Abel, Judas and Jesus, both of them religious, both of them worshiping.
All right.
I ain't trying to take worship out of the church, right? But you can worship and that don't mean nothing.
Right.
See, you got to watch what's inspiring you, what's motivating you.
Come on.
That makes the difference, right? Come on. He says, Abel at the altar, Judas deceived and delivered Christ. And he was killed at the altar. Here comes the two spirits moving along. They're religious, both of them. Oh, I hope you get it. There's a way that seemeth right. I mean, you just look at the religious norm in the world, right? I mean, they feel like they're right. I mean, when Jesus came on the scene, I mean, religious people, scholars, priests. I mean, men that live cleaner lives than ministers do today. So much, the prophet said, you couldn't even lay a finger on their lives, these men, right? But look at the character. Look at how far in religion they found themselves. And Jesus rebuked them and said, look, man, because of all these traditions, you make the word of God of non-effect. Right? Religious men. Potentate, priest, men who studied the scroll, scholars, right? Yet religious, and eventually watch their inspiration pull them right off, right? Right off the word. I mean, there's so many places you can pick it up at, right? Because God starts the thing off in perfection. God starts the thing off where there's no error, right? It's inspiration coming from another source that brings the error that leads the church off.
Exactly
right? At the day of Pentecost, the church started off on the word.
Amen.
God's perfect acts. Then watch somebody inspired.
Amen.
Right? Inspired. Nicaea. Inspiration. Where it was coming from. Where it was coming from. It wasn't coming from God.
Exactly right.
God set the order already.
That's right.
God don't change his mind about his word.
Amen.
God knew why he established the church on what?
Amen.
Right? God just needed the church to stay with it.
Amen.
But then an inspiration came. There's always an inspiration, but where the inspirations be coming from?
Right?
Come on. Right? Amen. It be coming from, amen, Satan.
That's exactly right.
To bring death to the church.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
We're supposed to be an invincible army.
All right.
But people can't discern the spirits working in the framework of the church. Not realizing it's the job of the Satan to make the church formal, lukewarm, and powerless. Right? Satan got an ambition. Satan still want to be worshipped. I'll make a statement from the prophet. Satan is the most worshipped person it is. Right? Come on. Amen. Satan get a whole lot of worship. Man, I ain't got the quote, but Brother Jack got a computer. I do know how to type a little bit. That's right. Man, people go to church thinking they're worshiping God, not realizing they worshiped in the devil. Through denominationalism, through religion, with the Bible. With the Bible. Right? What do you think Satan brought to Eve? He brought her the Bible. He quoted. He quoted and he coded. He gave her something else. He added to. Right? He added to. When he did that, it made a mess. Right? How much time do I got? It's time for me to quit. Y'all all right? I'm talking fast. If you have to get the tape, you know, get it. You know, I'm feeling good. I just got a lot of stuff up here, and I just kind of want to share, which I'm not here to, you know, try to be arrogant or anything like that, but I'm just trying to hear, you know, be inspired of God. And I hope this all right. Okay? Amen. Let me move from there. Now, he says, now, in Invasion of USA, he says, don't you see how religious the devil is? The devil's not an anti-great big thing like a communism all against Christianity, right? That's not. He says, that's just all of the devil. Sure, right? We know he's in politics, right? Make statements like that, you get crucified for it, but it's the truth. That's what he said. He in look in St. Matthew 4, right? Place of trying, right? When Jesus was fasting 40 days, right? He told, look, man, you bow down and worship me, I'll give all the kingdom to you. Right? How could he give what he didn't have? Right? Jesus knew that, you know, he was going to fall heir to it anyway. But he had to come the provided way. Watch. See, this is the thing you got to watch, right? Jesus was a true example of what Christianity was all about.
Right.
He came the provided way. He didn't do anything outside of Scripture.
That's exactly right.
Jesus' life and ministry followed the Word. That's why he could take them back and say, look, search the Scripture. Search the Scripture. You err. You err because you don't know the Word of God. People err. Because they don't know the Word.
Amen.
They don't know the Word. And they don't sit still long enough to be taught the Word.
Amen.
We get a Bible and two or three message books. And the man that's ordained to preach can't even preach to us. I'm telling you. I see the same spirit at my own church. You can't preach to them people. Right? You can't preach to people no more. We know it all. It's just like an immature child in your household. I know what you know. I know what do you know? You don't know nothing. Sit still and learn something. Let me tell you something. Let me teach you something. Before you get out here and mess this, I know, daddy. You don't know nothing. You ain't been nowhere. You ain't done nothing. Still wet round the ears and everything. I know. What you know? You being deceived.
Amen.
Right? You getting bad information. Well, I know. Where you getting your source? Where the source coming from? It ain't coming from the Bible. Coming from somebody out in the world.
Right.
Some knucklehead on the job. Somebody with all these sweet nothings. Like they used to say when I was coming, come on, let me put a little bug in your ear. Huh? Let me put it. Right, Brother Mike? Brother Mike back my age. He know what I'm talking about. All right, Brother Gary, I'm with a bug in your ear. What person in their right mind want a bug in their ear? Come on, let's think about the logic of it. You sit there and let somebody put foolishness in your head. Come on, let me put a bug in your ear. Next time, young sister or brother, somebody, come on, let me put something in your ear. Look, everything's in my ears already there. God fixed me up from birth. I don't need you putting nothing else in there. Let me put a bug in your ear. End up stopping up everything. Stopping up your Christian life, Christian walk. Can't shout no more. Can't praise God no more. Can't pray. Can't do nothing. Because somebody put a bug in your ear. I come to preach tonight now. I'm going to go home in a minute, but I come to preach. If Brother Bartley was here, I can't even preach. I wish. Come on. I wish I had a praying church like they used to say. Come on, Brother Mike. I wish I had a praying church. Like the Batley is a praying church. Right? Amen. Watch this. She said the Antichrist is very religious. See, what we're talking about, the spirits that follow every revival. Right? The Antichrist is very religious. He says, it was a religious spirit that crucified Jesus. Right? It's always been a religious world, religious people that crucifies. It's the religious people that was against the true Christ. It's religious people that comes against the word. Right? Religious people. You know what? I don't worry about the drunk. The drunks and the prostitutes and them, you know, they ain't really my problem. You know what my problem is? The people that sit right up in church. The people that sit right around in message church all around you. Right? That's where the problem at. Right? Satan has always worked in religion, in and through religion. Come on now. Amen. The religious, they the ones to bring the crucifixion, right? The people that was against the true Christ, it was the religious prophets that was against Micah. It's the religious people today that's against the message of God. The same thing right now. I don't know if y'all know what's going on. It's a lot going on around, but it's religious people that's against the message of God right now today. See? What? What? And they'll bring you persecution. I mean, Jesus told them, man, they're gonna bring you up before magistrates and all of that. The Bible even said, man, people will kill you thinking they're doing God a service. Yeah. Right? That's the spirit. Look, don't think, well, oh, I'm in the message. I'm in the message too. Right. But I'm in the message with an understanding of the word of God. Right? He said, here not long ago, I was up in Toledo, Ohio, having a meeting, and I was going to close, and you see what I mean about demons. They are working. They're very religious, just religious. Oh, they go to church every Sunday. Repeat the, you know, we don't repeat the Apostles' Creeds or nothing, sing the doxology, but it's a whole lot of them that do that. And just as religious as they can be. He said, you mean that's the truth? That's the kind of spirit that hung Jesus to the cross. Right? And Jesus said, you're of your father, the devil. Man, they desire to kill him. Right? Jesus identified him. Where the spirit of murder come from? Don't come from him. He said, may I come that you might have life and have it more abundantly. He come that the people can have peace. Right? Is that right? Amen. See, look. The devil don't like churches to be in unity. We got the answer. You know our problem? Let me tell you what our problem is. The prophet said, you know what? The devil don't like y'all to be a nice group. Christ, Mr. God revealed. I'm paraphrasing. The problem of it is, we hear that part. He said he'll shoot somebody. Bring somebody in, shoot somebody, stir somebody up. Or what? He said during that time, he said, we ought to clean together. You know what we don't do? We don't clean together. We take sides. We get anointed. And we take sides instead of clinging together, not realizing, amen, that thing is coming from, amen, the devil, that inspiration. He wants to bust up the church. But we take sides. I take a side too with Jesus. Come on.
Amen.
Amen. Take sides with Jesus. I'm almost there. I'm not almost there, but I'm going to close in a minute. Watch this. He said, the Bible said that there'll be, he said, believe not every spirit, but try them to see if they're of God. That's exactly what the Bible did. Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. See if that's not right or not. Try it by the Spirit. Sure. The religious spirit all down through every age has always been a denier. Right? The devil's spirit that's religious has denied the real genuine spirit. Every time God's spirit comes, signs, wonders, and miracles, follows the spirit. Right? Look at Jesus. Got right up to a point. Let me read two or three more and then I'm going to go. Judas got right up there and then denied. Right? Popularity is something. Right? Let me read two or three of those and then we'll go. Y'all all right?
Amen.
Y'all still love me, right?
Amen.
I'm your brother. I love everybody. Amen. But, you know, with what God has revealed to me, there's nowhere in the world that I could ever change.
Amen.
The seal of the Antichrist. He said, if you'll notice how beautiful when Judas came in the form which was Satan, son of Satan, he came into the world and he went right straight to church. The first thing he joined church, became a member of the church of the living God. And Judas went out with the rest of them preaching and all that. We'd have commented on that. That ain't really the one I want to go to. I'm going to go to a couple of these and then we'll go. Right? But just to show you how inspiration drove him, right? I'll say, what did Judas do? What did he do? Remember his last estate. Oh, what did he do? He doubted Christ's claims after he started to walk with him. You see that spirit? People doubting the claims. They walk with the Son of Man ministry. Now all of a sudden they making videos. All in front of the tabernacle, this, that, and the other. It just showed that they never really believed to start with. Right? They never really had a true, clear-cut understanding. Right? I mean, how could you deny? It's so perfect. The message is perfect.
That's right.
Okay. After he walked with him, he said, don't never do that. Businessman, don't you never do that. Don't doubt his claims. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Judas doubted his claims and become very popular, sold it out. Judas' character caused him to sell him out to the critics. And today the same thing's taking place. It is the truth. Many times the character that we let ourselves mold into sells us out to the cares of the world. It ain't the pastor. It's what we do. Right? It's what we do. Let me tell you something. The hardest time I've had is trying to just work with people on the word. And people not grasping it. People not getting it. Right? Old brother Smiley this and old brother Smiley that. And old brother Smiley that. And I just look out and say, you know, I was only trying to be beneficial to the people. That's it. People just didn't understand where I was coming from. Right? It was God inspired me, saying, look, show them this.
Right.
Show them this. Amen. Not to be arrogant, not to be difficult. If it was left up to me, man, I'll let y'all run plumb wild if you can make it to glory.
Right.
Do your thing. Do your thing. Do whatever. Right? I often tell the church, look, this ain't something that I coveted it. Right? I ain't never want to be no preacher.
All right. Come on.
Let me be a businessman or something. Let me support the church. Amen. The word,
yeah.
Not to be the one up front,
come on.
Right?
Come on.
Just let me be one in the number.
Because
the man, especially the pastor, now the evangelist, he's loved.
All right.
Right. If I was Brother Digg, so, oh God,
yeah.
Everybody love Brother Digg.
Come on,
Right? Everybody love the evangelist. Boy, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But the pastor? Oh, Brother Smiley, I tell you. Mumble. It's almost like, you know, your children sometimes. When they don't understand you. Daddy, I tell you. Daddy doing it. What he's doing is he's doing it for your good. He ain't doing it. You know what? For my children and for everybody, I'm quite sure Brother Jack got children. All the brothers that got children.
Yeah.
I mean, you they guard,
right?
Yeah. God placed you there in that position of authority, that position of headship to watch over them because they're immature.
Amen.
And I mean, you're just trying to keep them from something that's going to hurt them, scar them down the line. Mothers alike.
Amen.
My mama, you know, because sometimes the daddy might, you know, have a jelly back and have nothing that, you know, and then it's the mother.
All right.
You ought to let them till in. But honey, the Bible, the word. But, you know, see, but, you know, I was raised. Look, this ain't got nothing to do with your raising. Cultures and all that stuff. That's nonsense. That stuff don't move me. We're talking about the word. When it comes to the word, I don't care where y'all from. Haiti, Jamaica, America, South America, South Africa. Man, I kick y'all little cultures out to the door. Right? And bring you the word. Right?
Amen.
All that nonsense. I'm going to give you the word of God.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
You're mad, man. She a mad man. They don't let me do that. Go do your thing then. Go. You ain't got my permission, but go and do your thing. Next thing you know, they all wrecked up, tore up, scarred up. Right? Now you hide, don't nobody love me. We didn't love you. What do you think love is? Correction.
Amen.
Telling you the truth.
Amen.
Amen. I feel good. Now, if anybody want to talk to me after church, feel free. Feel free. I ain't afraid of nobody. You just better come with your guns. I hope that's all right. Okay. But it's the truth. Right? Let me tell you. Boy, I know I got to go, but I just feel like I need to say this. Parents be parents. Be parents.
Amen.
Stand for something.
Amen.
Young people, be Christians. Stand for something.
Amen.
Young ladies, stand for something.
Amen.
Young boys, stand for something.
Amen.
They talk to me about my sons and stuff. But you just don't let them boys do this, that, and the other thing. Look, man, I don't want my sons out there running buck wild.
Amen.
Chasing coattails and all that kind of stuff. Scar them up and mess them up. No! I thank God that, you know, they got their own profession. Is that right? Amen. I thank God for that.
Praise the Lord.
I wish God could have got a hold of me, man, when I was 2 years old.
Amen.
And kept me all the way through.
Because
you got to live with stuff.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus. Even after you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you got to live with stuff. Aches and pain. I'm a deep stuff. Especially when you really get out there. You really get out on the streets. That's right. You really got to deal with some stuff. Some stuff that you done. How you done hurt up people, children, and all kind of stuff like that. That stuff ain't easy.
That's right.
Give me the one or two more. Let the musicians come. That'll help me to go on close. Right? I'm just trying to help us in the only way that I know how. I'm not educated or anything, so this is the only. I just want to see folks saved.
Amen. Amen.
I want to see folk holding on.
That's right.
He says, yes, it was Judas that was standing by the high priest to receive his money for betraying the Lord Jesus. And I certainly hate to take his place. But he said, there's men in Chicago tonight or in Florida guiltier than Judas Iscariot. Right?
He was taking a bribe. Many men have taken a salary, a Cadillac car, big home, sell out to the principles of God. They're ashamed of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. They're ashamed of moving of God's Holy Ghost. They're too classical. That makes them join the church. They do that because they're afraid of the new birth. See that? They sell out to the principles. One thing you ain't got to worry about, I'll quit preaching before I do that. Right? Well, praise God, I'm worried about. I'm not worried about God. Look, let me tell you something. Man has never taken care of me. God has taken care of me. God has brought me this far by faith. Right? People feel like they put you under pressure.
Come on.
God will make somebody over there come and pay your rent, Brother Jack. Pay your light bills. Give you a check. Pay your mortgage. Send you on a trip. A sinner.
Yeah.
Huh? A sinner.
Amen.
You got to love your pastor. A man that'll stand for the word, you just got to love him.
Praise the Lord.
You just got to love him.
Amen.
You got to appreciate him. Don't, you know when we appreciate it? When we preach the seals and thunders. But when you really start, like Brother West going to say, where you're getting out to where the rubber meet the road, you ain't appreciated then.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I want to call another fella here about Judas, what he has to remember him by. He said, we'll talk, remember the Lord, Judas tonight and all until he's no more. We'll have to remember that he sold his birthrights. He sold Jesus for personal gain. We ridicule Judas. We say he was a filthy, bad guy. He's not fit for no place or no society. He isn't even fit for heaven. Why? He sold his Lord after he had the opportunity to even be a disciple. This is a powerful statement. A disciple, an apostle, the highest calling in the Bible, higher than a prophet. He had the opportunity to be an apostle and sold that right for personal gain. And now he has to remember that. That's how he remembers Jesus, personal gain. Right? So I wonder how many of them tonight. Wearing robes and this, that, and the other, right?
Yeah.
Amen. We sell out for creeds, for all sorts of things, right? But we do it because we don't understand, right? Look, the prophets say the devil's sly and slick. He said, take it back to the word and consult your pastor. How many times do we consult our pastor, right? Why y'all think God give y'all a pastor? Some people don't feel like they need one. Huh?
Yeah.
Well, God thought Eve needed one, the church.
Yeah.
He put Adam after the fall. Said, look, co-equal, it ain't going to work. I'm put Adam in the headship position.
Right.
Oh, I could preach now. Right. It's just stuff I've been preaching for the last couple of months at my own church.
All right?
Right? It's right here. You want to look in the bag? See what I preached? I ain't said nothing tonight. I ain't already said in my own church. Where my kids at? Where my wife at? I done preached these same things at church. I ain't trying to come up with nothing because the devil's the devil everywhere. The devil's the. I don't care where you at. The devil's the same devil. He got one objective: kill, steal, and destroy. At any cost. Look, the devil anoint a deacon, a preacher, whosoever. Y'all don't know nothing about that, huh? Who's a never? My grandmama used to say that. But I appreciate the Lord tonight. How many just love him? Let's give the Lord a hand of praise. All the way, I'm going all the way. All the way, I'm going all the way. All the way, I'm going all the way, going all the way with the Lord. Yes, all.
all the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. All the way. I'm going all the way. Going all the way with the Lord. I made my decision. My decision, I'm going all the way. Made my decision, I'm going all the way. I'm going all, well, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Everybody say all the way. Say all the way. I'm going all the way. Well, I'm going on. Hallelujah. All the way. Well, I'm going on. All the way. Yes, I am going on the way with the Lord. I'm drawing the line. I'm drawing the line. Going all the way. Come on, I'm drawing the line. Drawing the line. I'm going all the way. I'm drawing the line. Oh, I'm going all the way. Hallelujah. Well, I'm going. Hallelujah. No turning back. Hey, no turning back. I'm going all the way. I say no turning back. Hey, I'm going all the way. No turning back. I gotta go all the way, yes I do. Oh, I'm going. Hey, all the way, say. That's my testimony. That's my confession all the way. I'm going all the way. Time all the way, everybody say, hey, yes I am, yes I am, all the way, hallelujah, I'm going all the way, oh my, I'm going all the way. The Lord, I'm going all the way with the Lord. Yes, I am. I'm going all the way with the Lord.
Somebody worship Him tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. My God, my God. Amen. We certainly appreciate the word of the Lord tonight. Amen. From our precious brother, Smiley, the spirits that follows every revival. And
certainly as he was just kind of working through that and the inspiration of being inspired by Daddy, I want to make sure I'm being inspired by my Heavenly Father. Everything I do, everything I say, all my actions, my reactions, I want it to be inspired by Almighty God. And, you know, one of the things that I'm always amazed at, like he's saying, Jesus was not fooled by who Judas was. But, you know, he never treated Judas any different than he treated anybody else. And oftentimes, you know, when we get a little something, you know, on the inside of us where we don't feel the same way about somebody, we start acting a little different. Jesus didn't do that. Amen. I mean, he was just so... The way that Jesus handled things, everybody was caught off guard. They had no idea who was gonna be the one to betray him. So we wanna respond the way that Jesus responded. We wanna live the way that Jesus lived. We wanna act the way that Jesus act. And I tell you, I appreciate that. And as he was talking about Judas sold Jesus a personal gain. You know what? People do the same thing today. Elvis sold God out for Cadillacs. And Judas sold him for 30 pieces of silver, but people sell God out for their careers. Sell God out for education. And nothing wrong with these things, but you got to be able to balance them. I mean, you can't put your career before God. You can't put your education before God. You can't put anything before God. God has to be first in your life and everything. Amen. See, so I tell you, I mean, if you want God to bless you, put him first. Everything you do, put God first. He'll bless you. Don't sell out like Judas did, but give God everything you got. As Brother Smiley start going into, amen, that woman that broke her box, her alabaster box. And, amen, last Sunday we just preached on that, and he just walked right into it. And, amen, I was just so grateful. But when we were talking about her, what she did was bring God her best. When you're going to give God something, give him your best, not your worst. Amen. When they had to find a lamb, they couldn't get one with a spot on it and all messed up, one that they didn't want. They had to give God the best lamb that they had. And that's what God is requiring of us tonight. Give him our best. Give him your best praise when you come to church. Give him your loudest praise that you can give him when you come to church. Give him your best hand clap. Come on, give God your best. Hallelujah. But I just appreciate that. And, you know, one of the things that he shared tonight, and, you know, just like it didn't catch Jesus by surprise, you know, when destruction was getting ready to strike the land of Sodom and Gomorrah, it did not catch Abraham by surprise. Abraham had visitors. He had the Lord Jesus and two angels to come down to come and visit. And Brother Branham told us that the same way that God manifested himself there in flesh of man back in Abraham's time, he's done the same thing today. And before destruction strikes this land, you know what? God has already given us warning. God's already given us pre-knowledge. If you didn't get a chance, I want you to go back and listen to the message. Brother Branham, when he preached the fifth seal and sixth seal, I mean, he was talking about the tribulation period that was getting ready to happen on the earth. We already know what's getting ready to happen. And Brother Branham said the bride won't be here. And you know what? Another thing he was saying as we was going through that, because everybody looking at, you know, this new pope that just came in. Brother Branham said that, you know, when they bring up the Catholics and the Jews get ready to bring agreement together, he said the bride won't even be here when that happened. So while we looking for a pope, I'm looking to get out of here. I'm gonna be honest with you. Amen. I'm looking to get out of here. I'm not waiting on the next pope. I just want to be gone. See, so church, let's get ready. Let's get right, church, and go home. If anything not right, make it right. Amen, because it's time to go home. But I tell you, God has revealed to us, just like he revealed to Abraham in his day. Amen, we have promises that have been made real to us, and we're grateful for it. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for all that he has done. Amen. Let's just give the Lord another hand of praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody for coming out, amen, tonight to the service. All the saints from, amen, Rapture and Faith Tabernacle, we thank you for coming. Amen. Bible Truth Tabernacle, we thank you for coming. Amen. And all of the saints here at the local church, Spirit and Truth Tabernacle. Certainly, we all have something to be grateful for when we think about what our Lord did some 2,000 years ago. Amen. Don't ever let that story become old to you. Amen. But take time this weekend just to kind of think about what he did. And amen. On tomorrow, get your hearts ready. Get your spirits ready for what God wants to do on Sunday morning. Amen. We believe typically a lot of folk go to church at Easter time. A lot of folk. Thank God. But I'm believing God for a resurrection. Amen. In somebody's life. Maybe somebody used to be living, but now they're dead. They can be resurrected to life again and begin to serve the Lord Jesus. I'm believing God for that. So, amen, let's pray that as God sends different people into different churches, that they become pillars of the church. Amen. Not what we call CEOs. Amen. Christmas, Easter only. Amen. We don't want them type of Christians. We want them to become pillars of the church. Amen. So praise the Lord. Let's just bow in a word of prayer, amen, as we prepare to, amen, dismiss on tonight. God, we thank you. We just appreciate you, Father, for all that you've done here tonight. Thank you for your servant, Brother Smiley. God, and we just appreciate him and just bringing the word of God to our hearts this Good Friday evening. We're grateful. Thank you for all the saints that have come out to support the service. We ask that you would bless each one, bless every church that is represented. And God, as we just prepare for this Easter season, we know, Lord, that many will walk into the church. Lord, they feel compelled to go on Easter Sunday, if no other time during the year. And we pray, Lord, that the right word would be spoken that would challenge their hearts, that would cause them, Lord, to come into a place of true conviction. Lord, that they would want to make things right with you and oh God, have a resurrection in their own personal lives. God, we ask that you would just move, amen, upon all the ministers that would preach the word of God in this area. Amen. Just move, Lord, in their ministries and just pray that you bless abundantly. We also pray for Brother Wesco, Lord, as he's there in Nigeria and all the other saints that are there. We ask that you would move over there in a very special way in the meetings, that you would bless, Lord, the people as they gather. Pray that you would keep them protected from, we know the enemy does not like, amen, when the word is going forth. But we just ask, oh God, that you would be their protection, be their help, amen, be their strength. And we pray, God, that you would just get the glory out of all things that would happen. Bless us now as we leave this place, but not your presence. May we fellowship. May we, Lord, just even, Lord, just remember the things that were spoken to our hearts tonight. And may we, Lord, just meditate on those things. We're careful to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 God bless you. You can be seated. You can clap your hands. Give God praise. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Amen. Hallelujah. The brothers will come at this time to dismiss you. Amen. The Lord richly bless you. Amen. Happy Easter to you.